B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We'll start with this one. Police arrested a teaching assistant for allegedly paying one student to punch another student.
Wow.
On Friday, deputies arrested Lisa Hutchinson, who
you
is...
You punch him in the face.
Yeah, it's like out of right. Comic Thunder.
Exactly.
Who is a teaching assistant at New Hartford School. Police found that Hutchinson made a deal with a student to punch another student for her. She allegedly paid the student $50 to do it.
Sorry, man.
The student received the money from her, but did not hit the student, by the way.
A ripoff.
Yeah, Hutchinson has been charged with two counts of endangering the welfare of a child. She was released on an appearance ticket and will be arraigned at court at a later date. A man has gone bar hopping in order to spread the coronavirus after discovering he was infected, reports suggest.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah, despite being asymptomatic, he tested positive at a hospital in the Japanese city of Gamagori on Wednesday after both of his parents contracted the virus and was told to wait at home until space at the suitable medical facility could be found for him the following day. Instead, he decided to visit two bars in the small coastal city after telling a family member, I'm going to spread the virus.
Huh.
The man in his 50s allegedly took a taxi to an izakaya bar, which is an informal establishment akin to pubs, before walking on foot to a Filipino bar. After eating and finishing several drinks, the man reportedly told fellow customers he had tested positive for coronavirus, at which point a concerned member of staff called local health authorities. Police clad in protective suits appeared at the second bar. However, the man had already taken taxi home. He was reportedly sent to a treatment facility the next day. An intoxicated man allegedly became upset with a karaoke song in a bar and attempted to, quote, go after the singer.
What song was it?
You know what? They didn't say.
I think that's critical, right?
I wish they would have left this in the story. But Jason Allen Huff was charged with intimidation where a defendant draws or uses a deadly weapon, a level 5 felony. Police
the pina colada song.
Police responded to a report of a man.
I'm going to kick this citizen's ass.
Threatening people with a firearm at Leroy's Hot Stuff Bar. When police arrived, an employee pointed to a car in the parking lot where Huff and a woman were sitting.
If you like pina colada.
The officer drew his firearm and ordered the two to get out of the vehicle and onto the ground. He saw a woman holding a gun, which was taken by an officer. As the officer gave repeated commands to get out of the vehicle, Huff just stared at him and appeared to be extremely intoxicated.
Wow.
The officer was able to get him into handcuffs without incident. The officer noted it was difficult to communicate with Huff, who would only keep repeating, have fun and you good? after he was detained, they questioned staff, and apparently it was the karaoke song that started it all. At one point, Huff became upset with the singer's choice and got an attempt to go after the singer, but ended up falling down. While other patrons tried to help him up, he allegedly tried to restrain a woman by twisting her arm. And then Huff's cousin intervened, telling everyone to get back because Huff had previously served as a Marine and, quote, had an issue. He then allegedly began waving around a black 9mm Glock 19 he pulled from his waistband, making wow. others fear for their lives.
All over karaoke.
An employee asked Huff what he was doing, to which he replied, F you and back off. Huff then allegedly walked through the entire bar, holding the firearm to his side. Huff's cousin told the employee that she would get the gun away from him and then followed him outside of the bar. And they ended up finding them in the car and were arrested.
Jeez.
All right, let's see. Kathy did that news. I'll save that for later. How about this? Authorities seized 1,440 counterfeit toothbrush heads at Philadelphia International Airport.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
This has happened more than once.
Yeah.
Customs and Border Protection officers say the fake Oral-B toothbrush heads are worth more than $12,000, and they arrived in a package from Turkey. Officials say the counterfeit brush heads are manufactured in unsanitary facilities with substandard materials that may sicken users. And this is the second Oral-B toothbrush head seizure in 5 months.
Of all the things to counterfeit.
Yeah.
In November, Oral-B toothbrush heads.
In November, Philadelphia CBP officer seized 20,400 counterfeit Oral-B toothbrush heads shipped in from China.
You can always tell those smugglers, Preston, because they have gorgeous teeth.
I mean, glistening.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Red wine flowing from the kitchen sink. For a few hours Wednesday, residents of the northern Italian town of Castelvetro realized that they could have their Lambrusco not just from bottles, but also from their faucets and shower heads. Kathy, imagine showering wine.
God.
A malfunction at a local winery
caused even in the toilet.
1,000 liters of ready-to-be-bottled wine to leak into the water pipes. The glitch lasted about 3 hours and impacted about 20 homes.
Was it diluted or was it full?
I would imagine it was diluted.
Right.
Because it seeped into the water.
Water, yeah.
The local government posted on its Facebook page that the leak didn't pose any health threats. The incident provided a moment of levity to the town that's in the midst of a coronavirus crisis. The malfunction was caused by a faulty valve in the washing circuit within the bottling line. A Lambrusco Gresperosa, a local specialty, seeped through the town's water lines due to its pressure. Fabrizio Moratti, the manager, said the malfunction was appreciated by many. Some clients in the areas called us to warn us about it and to share that they were bottling the wine. But that must have been outrageous.
I wonder if you could taste it and it would taste like straight up wine.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
The U.S. government said Thursday, this is a pretty wild story how this came about, that it is deporting a 94-year-old German ex-Nazi who has been in the United States for decades after the information was found in a sunken ship implicating him as a concentration camp guard.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
That's incredible.
An immigration judge ordered Friedrich Karl Berger's deportation on February 28th after a two-day trial in Memphis.
Was there somebody aboard the ship who ratted him out?
No. The Justice Department traced Berger's Nazi service to an index card that was found in a sunken ship years after it was mistakenly bombed by the British Royal Air Force in May 1945.
Wow.
The card apparently documented Berger's work at the Nunangami concentration camp system. It's unclear when he will be removed. Berger, who's been living in Tennessee, has 30 days to appeal the ruling. The government says that Berger was an armed guard at a concentration camp near Meppen, Germany in 1945.
Yeah, he only got away with it for 70 years.
Yeah, the immigration judge found that the prisoners Berger guarded were held in atrocious conditions and were exploited for forced labor. But it's wild that in this ship they found the evidence that they were looking for, this sunken ship. Firefighters in North Yorkshire, England, have tackled a blaze that broke out after a pig swallowed a pedometer, which then combusted in its pen after it excreted it.
So the pig eats the pedometer, craps it out, and then it combusts.
And then it caught, then it started this fire. This is twisted. The fire crews were called to a blaze covering 75 square meters at 4 pig pens in Bromon near Leeds.
Don't look at me, I crapped it out.
The fire and rescue services said the fire was caused by nature taking its course and copper from the pedometer battery reacting with dry hay and the pig pen's contents. The pedometer was being used to prove the animal was free range and had been taken off one of its fellow pigs, and one of them ate it.
So it worked against them. Actually,
no animals were hurt in the fire that ensued. Wow. Deputy subdued an intoxicated man in his underwear Wednesday night. The sergeant on duty said he fled in his underwear, he was taken down in his underwear, he resisted in his underwear, and he was subdued with a taser in his underwear. The incident started with a traffic stop. While speaking to the driver, the deputy heard a noise behind him and observed another vehicle had parked behind the cruiser. As the deputy approached the second vehicle, the driver exited the vehicle and just began taking off his clothes.
As one is wont to do.
While speaking with the driver, it was determined that he was possibly under the influence of an unknown substance.
It's a little toasty out here.
The driver indicated that when he saw the deputy's emergency lights, he pulled over. During the encounter, the driver was increasingly uncooperative and started to run. This is a guy that stopped himself. Right. He wasn't pulled over.
Sure, yeah.
The deputy engaged in a foot pursuit and was able to take the driver to the ground, where he continued to resist. The deputy deployed a taser and brought the underwear-clad man under control. And John Waldridge Smith faces some charges because of that. Let me do one more story, and we will wrap it up. Let's go. I got some good ones here. Let's go with this one. Excalibur, The Sword in the Stone, Sting, Anakin Skywalker's lightsaber. Pop culture is filled with legendary weapons And now, so is the evidence locker in the police station in Bath Township, Michigan. Police shared a tug-in-cheek Facebook post on Wednesday showing several weapons they confiscated in a traffic bust, including one freakishly toothed weapon, a type of sword that they are calling the Ancient Sword of the Meth King. I just love that name.
Oh, what does it look like?
Police say the massive trove of firearms, I'll describe it here in a second, bullets and blades was seized along with methamphetamine on January 27th after officers spotted them during a traffic stop. They describe the cache as Lord of the Rings meets John Wick in the Facebook post and suggested it was new high point in their work. Police did not specify whether any arrests or charges related to the case. The weapon is actually a replica from a Japanese anime called Bleach. As several people pointed out, the weapon belongs to a character named Renji Abarai. It's unclear where the one seized by police came from, as there were many sites that sell those replica swords. But I love the fact they call it the Ancient Sword of the Meth King.
Oh, we're looking at it now.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It is pretty wild.
And that it's just what I have in the Bizarre File.
It's missing teeth, I guess. That's why.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.